Good morning, good people. I was just listening to a tape about Richard Rohr this morning, and because I'm listening to Richard Rohr, he told me that his greeting in the morning is, good morning, good people. So I got that right from Richard Rohr. St. Francis of Assisi used to say that in Italian, good morning, good people. All right, let's get going here. Be sure to keep your eye on the current events table in the hospitality room. Because besides picking up your independent, there's an independent there every week for you. We want everyone to be aware that this is an interesting thing that's happening at Santa Barbara Junior High. Marianne Williamson is going to be there on the 8th, and that's this Sunday. So check out the information on the table. And then I've got two more announcements. We don't usually do it, but these are important. Harriet reports, where's Harriet? She's over here. She reports that her granddaughter Jenny has been miraculously deemed in Hodgkin's lymphoma remission after several weeks or months of chemo. But the treatment will continue to make sure all those little creatures are gone forever. So there's information on the family-friendly walk at the information table. If you want to walk or even become a sponsor, Harriet has a wonderful flyer back there. The event is the morning of October 15th at Montecito Union School. All right. And then in the afternoon of October 15, Maureen Earls has an announcement about a clue workshop. It's an interactive workshop to learn about suffering neighbors. We have many. Be a part of the planning strategies for change. The flyer is right here, and it's on the table. Harriet's flyer is also right here. This is Harriet's flyer, so check it out. Okay, the book exchange table is looking a little scarce over there. Folks have picked up the treasures. If you have books at home that you would like circulated, we have lots of room for them on the table. All right, now let's settle in and turn our attention inward. And be sure you have your cell phone on silent or whatever you need to do with it. All right, let's settle in and turn in our attention inward. Close our eyes, sit quietly, and listen. I'm going to quietly give you a little prompt. If God were to speak to you and offer you a single sentence, one that you most need to hear in your life right now, what might God say to you? What was that like? If you'd like, take a moment and jot down what God wanted you to hear this morning. And now, I want you to hear a bit about one of our favorite speakers. She's right here. She is one of us. And she's my dear friend. And her name is Angela, her given name, Angela Dawn Mustier George, known to us as Dawn George. I'm going to start out with three recent events, all right? The most recent event is Dawn has just consented to be a member of the steering committee. She's going to help us decide about the book for the next time. And by the way, if you have any insight or any suggestions for a book for the fall, for the winter, be sure you let one of us know. All right, another recent event is in May of 2017, Dawn retired. She closed her marriage, family, and child therapy practice after 35 years. Yes, Dawn. And then in 2017, in June, she and her husband, Don, traveled to the place of her birth. I don't know if everybody knows that Dawn was born in St. Kitts, Nevis. It's an English dual island nation situated between the Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean Sea. It's in the West Indies. It's a pretty exotic birthplace, isn't it? She says, fortunately, neither Hurricane Irma nor Maria caused any damage there. That's a good thing. So let's start out with her outstanding educational institutions that she has spent some time with, all right? She spent time at Pacifica Graduate Institute, the Fielding Institute, the University of Notre Dame, and the College of New Rochelle in New York. She's got lots of I mentioned the 35-year psychotherapy practice. She's led lots of workshops, a patient care coordinator at hospice, instructor at City College, a math teacher. She had quite a career. Her community activist affiliations, she's on the board of trustees, the Community Environmental Council. She's a founding board trustee of the Peace Resource Center, and a founding board of trustees for Still Point, a center for Christian spirituality. As I mentioned, she's married to Don, a wonderful guy who is retired from the Casa de Maria directorship. She has two stepchildren, Kathy and Steve, and seven grandchildren. And seven great-grandchildren. Okay, I guess. All right, so let's stand and extend our traditional word and life welcome and blessing to Dawn.